Well, would you look who is here? By some miraculous whim of fate, surely. I haven't seen you since 1843. What are you doing in the 1960s? Oh, really? If I didn't know any better, I would say that you're following me. Trying to copy my work, no doubt. Please, your college couldn't have an authentic thought if it showed up on its doorstep, Professor. We both know this topic is better fleshed out in my hands than yours. Following me through time is practically modern-day plagiarism, and a very sloppy one at that. I like to think that I could respect you as a fellow archaeologist if perhaps you weren't so keen on trying to rewrite my publications. We both know, well and good, that I pitched this idea to the DTC before you even thought of it. Are you even trying to write a paper, or perhaps just trying to gather unsteady facts to try and undermine my work again? You're very obsessed with me. If only you could put so much effort into your original piece. Is the art of the 1500s to blame for the stifling of creative freedom in the 24th century? Please, it sounds like you just pulled a bunch of words out of a hat, strung them together. And somehow, DTC is always more than glad to give you funding for whatever pompous piece you pitch to them. Do you know how long it took me to get access to the resources for legitimate investigations? I'm trying to bring our history into the modern day. The further we stray from the centuries, the quicker we are to forget it. And with all the conflict brewing within the solar system, we could really use a blueprint of the past to secure our future. But I'd imagine you'd rather just compare the most outlandish flavors of ice cream through the centuries. If you will excuse me. As a matter of fact, Professor, I do think that my work is a bit more important than yours. And as ironic as it is, I don't have the time. Excuse me. Astronaut ice cream. What is that? Well, I was partly kidding when I said that was your priority, but I guess I know you better than I'd like to admit. No, I don't want to eat any of it. I have a limited amount of time and jumps left, and I can't afford to waste them on... Alright, fine. I'll eat your astronaut ice cream. Here. So, it's astronaut because it's freeze-dried. You know, I don't think they actually ate this in space. Not in this century, anyway. I imagine that brings you great disappointment. So, this is the winner of the decade. It's barely edible. But, I would guess that's not why you like it. The 60s, for all its problems, awash with imagination, the race to space. I guess this is sort of the innocent embodiment of that. Look, I'm sorry for being so rude. Conflicts brewing back home. Things are not looking so bright, and I've been trying to gather what I can in case. Well, I worry for the Time Travel Committee's future. Should things erupt the way the simulations are saying they will, I don't want to lose who we are. And I don't really hate you, you know. I think it's more jealousy, if anything. You get to preserve these fun little snippets of us. These lighthearted snapshots of who we were. And it is important to remember our humanity and the things we got right. Or tried to get right, anyway. I'm always stuck inside the things we got wrong. And I'm good at it. Good at bringing it back, keeping the sludge from burying itself in the past, keeping us honest about the things that we would rather forget. I think it's important. I always have. I know it's a choice for me to do this, but someone has to. And maybe it's pretentious, but I don't think anyone could do it as well as I could. I appreciate that, Professor. What's your favorite? Your favorite time, place? You get free roam, pretty much. I'm stuck jumping from one instance to the next. So I'm curious. What's your favorite? Show me. No, I can't. I can't waste a jump. That'd be one heck of a write-up. Worth it? Are you sure about that? Okay. Okay. I'm in. When's your place?